So it's our 8th annual culinary journey this year.
Well, Dish, tell us all about it.
It's on Sunday night. It's going to be big. See, what's happened is it used to be, you know, a fundraiser. Now it's a party. So we've got the music. Terracotta Half-Life are coming to play. And we've got the chefs. There are 13 chefs and tables going to be laid out through the exhibit hall. And there's going to be a couple of hundred people there eating and drinking lots.
This has actually come to be a night on the social calendar.
Oh, yes.
It really, really has. Like you said, it started as a, well, gee, let's give this a spin and see who shows up. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, they all showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they kept showing up.
I get to hold the door open for people as they arrive, and I get to sweep the stairs when they go, and I get to keep it clean as they're eating and drinking. But in previous years, it used to be, you know, oh, we're here, and now it's getting rushing past me to get up the stairs to get over to their favorite chef's table.
Hmm. Well, who are some of our favorite purveyors of fine food here? Who's dishing up what?
Everyone knows the Landmark will be up next to the wine bar somewhere, and this splendid table right next to the... the stomach exhibit at the museum. Where would you expect it to be?
It's fitting.
Yeah, we've got the Veerling and the Union Grill. They're back every year. We've got Pacino's from Escanaba. Mm. They always come up. We've got the NMU are a huge sponsor of this. And they've got three ways of doing food. So we've got Tamaki and Tea. We've got the conference services, the catering services, dining services. So they have a big influence in two of the rooms there. Wonderful spreads. Beautiful to look at. Great to taste, too. So flavors from all over the world as well. And that's where Tamaki and Tea especially come into it.
What is it that you think? I mean, obviously, on its surface, you have a great night out here, but what do you think really connected the fact that folks know they can do this and help out such a great cause? You really think that has made it into the event it is?
I think everyone loves eating out in this town. It's mm-hmm. It's a hobby in Marquette. But eating out all over town in one place, that's lovely. So you can spread the world on a plate, your plate, and travel around a few rooms, meet people you wanted to see for a long time, but also eat your way around town. So it's a good thing.
It's a heck of a good time disguised as a fundraiser.
That's what we like.
And it's coming up when? This is soon.
This is Sunday night.
Okay.
And you can get your tickets today at $50 each, but by Sunday, they'll go up to $60 on the door. So we want people to call in, phone in, reserve some tickets.
Since we've got you here, we'll get back to the culinary journey in just a second here, but since we have you here, what's new? What's happening since the last time we chatted about what the UP Children's Museum is all about?
Programs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going back to Toddler Clubhouse at 11 o'clock this morning, and tonight we've got School of Rock, mm-hmm. where the youngsters come in and they jam for a couple of hours between 6 and 8 every second and fourth Friday of the month. And anybody can tap them on the shoulder and say, can I play bass for the first time? And whang, make your first bad noise and get on the drum kit. That's fun.
Ah, that's a great program. I love that one.
Then it's all happening now, the next new year. We've got an astro club starting with the Market Astronomy Club, third Friday of every month, where we'll be doing some really good stuff about space and stars and... I've got all sorts of initiatives with getting kids outdoors as well. We're going to get them out with some recording devices, get those recordings back and their thoughts on the environment back into the museum through the 818 media office and edit things down to a sort of podcast on a web page all about listening to the river. That'll be a huge program kicking off on February 10th.
Hmm.
So I'd love to come back and talk about that one.
That sounds wonderful.
We could perhaps have some rippling noises and, you know.
You bring us leftovers from the culinary journey, and we may have something brewing here today.
I'd love to get into the food thing, yes.
Yeah, well,
and, of course, we have a food program beginning so soon as well through the Marquette County Health Department. And we'll be talking about good, healthy eating.
Mm.
Not the sort of stuff you and I have had for breakfast every time here. Some healthy eating. And we want to talk to families about
how to... that's a good, healthy portion. We
grow up healthy.
Yeah, right. Well, it seems like, you're obviously maintaining the programs within the museum, but also giving the kids now an opportunity to get outside and get them out here in our community and check out some of the natural aspects of it as well.
I get to play with especially preschool children and their families every day. And it's a great place where it's warm and you can move around. You're not limited to a small place where people are asking you to be quiet all the time. And that's great. But yeah, I think families need to be healthy and move around and get into other things in the community and then come to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the culinary journey, which of course is a fundraiser for all of this opportunity that is out there for the kids. And like you said earlier, it is a fundraiser, obviously. It just doesn't feel like it anymore.
No, and it's becoming a party, and it's becoming a community event. People like Baby Cakes and Brownstone Inn, they've been coming every year, but there's something happening on Barrack Avenue now as well. We've got new developments happening there. So there's Dead River Coffee will be coming in and helping us, and they've got their space under the Children's Museum. But now, two new building things, like the Market Baking Company, Peter Claybaker will be coming upstairs and doing some desserts for us this year. But then the Rubiat, the new restaurant that will open soon, they're coming in with some very ethnic foods to tempt and tantalize. And of course, across the road, there's the Garden Bouquet and Design. And the Kim's doing an awful lot of displays for us this year upstairs. They've been helping us since they were in Harvey, but this year they've got their flower shop just across the road from the museum.
It's interesting. I look at the program here for the evening, and you really did a good job of seeing kind of touch on a lot of our community. Merchants also bringing in a couple from out of town, and also with NMU. The goal really just to give everybody really kind of a wide ranging culinary experience, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, it could be a time when you just meet and there's food around, or it could be a time when there's food around and you happen to bump shoulders with a few people. But yes, it's turning into a nice party.
Sunday night at the Children's Museum.
6 to 8.
And folks can eat, drink, and be kids again.